Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go live to the White House and bring in Karen Travers this morning. Yesterday, a big moment as President Biden welcomed President-elect Trump to the Oval Office. What was it like?
Yeah, I mean, they were seated side by side in the Oval Office in front of a roaring fire. And it was a very brief photo op, just about a minute or two. The president offered his congratulations to Trump. He said, welcome back to the White House. And he said he was looking forward to having a smooth transition, doing everything we can to make sure you're accommodated and what you need. The president-elect told the president, politics is tough. But he said, in many cases, it's not a very nice world, but it's a nice world today. And he said, I appreciate it very much. He actually said that twice to the president, that he appreciated things yesterday. We talked about this earlier this week, about how 4 years ago, a meeting like that did not take place when then President Trump had not invited President-elect Biden to the White House after he won the election. But yesterday, there were both sides emphasizing that they're going to work together to ensure a smooth transition. After, the White House said that this was a very cordial, very gracious meeting. It was a substantive meeting where there was an exchange of views. Karine Jean-Pierre said the president-elect came with a list of things that he wanted to talk to the president about, kind of a list of things she indicated he was seeking conversation about, and that they talked about a wide range of issues. We know that Ukraine was very much on the president's list yesterday, that he reinforced his view that standing with and supporting Ukraine is in the national security interest, and that the president really impressed that upon Trump as he was there in the Oval Office yesterday.
I mean, you look at the pictures, lots of smiles. It seemed very rosy. Did that surprise people around Washington?
I don't think so, because I think if you look at, if you're going to say who's going to set the tone, it's the president, it's the Oval Office. He's welcoming Donald Trump there. And Joe Biden likes to say, he's a traditionalist. He respects institutions. And as he always likes to say, he's an optimist. And he recognizes that this moment is now, about ensuring and sending a message to the American people that this is going to be smooth and that this is going to work well. I thought it was interesting yesterday, Karine Jean-Pierre said yesterday in her briefing that for the president, for really his whole team, that this moment is not about the president or the president-elect, but it's about doing what's right for the American people.
All right. Karen, thank you so much. Karen Travers, live in Washington.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.